Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. And we're going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. That is, we've got you scheduled for 60 minutes tonight. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're so glad that you're here. We got a lot to cover tonight, so we're not going to waste a lot of time. We're going to get to our various co-hosts in just a moment. Let's go ahead and start with Sparkles. Sparkles, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Walker, co-host, and the listening audience. I am looking forward to the topic of discussion tonight and the various perspectives that will be shared. I missed everyone, so I'm glad we're back tonight. Real quick, I would like to make an announcement. The holiday season is in full bloom now, and I would like to mention if you're wondering about giving a gift to someone this holiday season, think about the Dr. Jesse Walker's book, After the Passion, Now What? And I would be a good gift to give, good read, and very thought-provoking. Also, I would like to let everyone know that the Thanksgiving gift card giveaway was a success, and would like to thank everyone who made it successful. Christmas is fast approaching, and Dr. Walker would like to bless the homeless, okay, in our underserved community. So if you are wanting to be a sponsor, please visit the website, drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com, or you can contact the office, 786-399-6111. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We're so glad that you got that out. Let's go ahead. I'm trying to see. It's not coming up in the queue. The name is not coming up in the queue. We're going to call six numbers of your phone, 407-692. Who do we have?
Erica.
Okay, Miss Erica, thank you for joining us. You're going to be joining us tonight. We are so glad that you're here. Thank you for being here with us tonight. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Okay, let's go here now. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure. And I've missed everybody. We were gone, and I trust that all of you all had a very lovely Thanksgiving. And welcome back.
Hello, everyone. This is Miss J, and I'm so glad to be back with everyone again. And I hope everybody did have a wonderful holiday and a blessed one, because I did, and I hope everybody else did. So I'm glad to be back.
All right. Excellent. We're happy to have you. Ms. Jay, we'll bring you back in for the disclaimer momentarily. In the meantime, let's go to Ricky to the rescue.
Yes, what a wonderful time to be back. Missed everyone as well. Excited to be here and ready for the show.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Darren Deedy, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to tonight's topic, and I missed everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you as well. And we certainly have a lot to cover tonight. Tonight's topic is when someone knowingly has offended you, should you really have to tell them or ask them to apologize when they knew that they offended you? Benny from the block, let's welcome you to tonight's broadcast. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Happy everything coming up. Holiday. It's Benny from the block. I'm glad to be here. I missed all of you all. So
yes, we're glad to have you all, and it's so good to be back. Let's go here now. I think we welcome everybody on tonight's broadcast. Well, let me just begin before Ms. J gives a disclaimer. Ricky the Rescue, let me just ask you this question. When someone knowingly, when they know that they offended you, should you have to tell that person or even ask them, you know, hey, can you at least apologize, especially when it comes to a relationship? Should you have to tell them or ask them?
Well, you know what's interesting about that topic? I really feel like, me personally, I shouldn't have an expectation out of anyone for anything, because if you have an expectation, you can often be let down. But more on a personable side of it, of course, if it was someone I love, like if you're – the closer you are to a person, the more things that may affect you in certain kind of ways. So I would like for that, you know, like for that to happen, but I can't expect anyone to do anything.
All right, so we shouldn't have an expectation. Okay, even in a relationship, if you're married and your spouse knowingly offends you, should you, I mean, Ricky the Rescue, there shouldn't be an expectation that she or he should apologize to make it right?
I really feel like if someone does something to you knowingly and they do it or they continue to do it, and you asking for an apology, you're actually forcing them to do something. It's almost like, you know, like when you try to teach children what I'm sorry truly means, when they just repeat it and say, I'm sorry, but does that truly mean that you're sorry? I think it's kind of the same perspective, because I would like to believe if someone truly loves you and they're doing things, it'll be a little bit more natural for them to apologize, because it'll be a burden to their heart. That's how I would see it and hope it to be.
All right. Ms. J, we're going to bring you in here to give the disclaimer for tonight's broadcast. Ms. J.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and let's enjoy the program tonight.
All right, excellent. Thank you so very much for that. We'll go to the story in about 2 minutes. Ms. Erica, I want to bring you in here and ask you the question. Should we expect an apology from people, you know, when they know that they've offended us?
I think we should expect it, but to force it kind of feels like it's not real. So we should probably look for a way to communicate it in a way where it doesn't feel forced. But if they don't do it, then it's just not in them, and that just lets you know how to proceed in the future with them. That's what I think.
Wow. So even if it's your spouse or your significant other, someone you're dating, if they're not apologizing, then you're saying that you're just going to go forward with them and still be in love with them? Help me understand that, please.
I don't know about how it would affect my love for them, because it usually is independent of that. But you would just get like you would know your level, the level of respect that they have for you, if they would consider it of your feelings or not.
Okay, so are you telling me then that your love for them is independent of them apologizing to you? Is that what I'm hearing? Ms. Erica?
Yes, but without that, the extreme level of maybe disrespect, you know, if they, it depends on the crime, I think.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you to stand by. So, Dee Dee, let me bring you in here. So how do you feel about that? Someone blatantly calls you a name that you're offended by, and they know they offended you, and they said that for the purpose of offending you, and they don't apologize, and this is your somebody you're in love with, could you compartmentalize that and say, oh, he didn't really mean it. He's just upset with me. Can you really do that?
You know, it's hard because when things are thrown at you in that aspect, it's like little chips off your heart, you know, and before you know, you've got a giant gaping hole in your soul of all these crumbs. I call them crumbs. Yeah, so it kind of ruins a relationship because, you know, you never know when to expect a name throwing, name balling, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's very hurtful. And I can turn the cheek and forgive, but I can't forget. It's like I said, they're little crumbs, a hole in your heart.
Okay, so we've done a show, and we have an upcoming show on part two. What's the purpose of forgiving if you can't forget? Isn't that what the whole purpose behind this thing is to try to forget so that you can move on?
Well, just because you forgive somebody doesn't mean that you forget about it. But you still, you can be respectful to that person and not be carrying an angry grudge about it because it only eats yourself. But we're all kind of like elephants. We have minds that remember every little thing, you know.
Okay.
You can live with them and just go on.
Really? Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, when someone knowingly has offended you, should you have to tell or ask them to apologize? This is deep, you all. This is very deep. Ms. J, let me bring you in here before I go to the story because I'm really confused now because it's like, you know, is it genuine if you got to tell somebody? Why is it that a person doesn't know that, hey, I hurt your feelings, especially your significant other? You know, I hurt their feelings, and now I'm in my feelings of you can tell I'm upset because you said something or you did something. Now, why don't you just come out and apologize, Miss Jane?
You know, that's a catch-22 thing for me because sometimes you got people that are just too sensitive, and I don't care what you say, they're going to get offended by it. So you ask
okay.
this, whoever to walk on eggshells. But if it's
uh-huh.
something that's not calling out your name, something as hard as that, you know, it might be something that they really didn't realize that really, really offended you. But, of course, you should tell them, hey, that offended me, you know, and I don't appreciate it. But for you to ask them for an apology, I don't think you should do that. And I agree 100% with Ricky on that, you know, Victory Rescue, because, you know, to me, that's like being demanding. That okay, you offended me, so I want an apology. You may not get what you want because they may not feel that apology is necessary for that because they don't really feel that you was offended, but you taking it that way. So just depending on what it is. And then you talked about the name calling. Right quick, I'm gonna say, if you got a man that's gonna call your name or a woman, you might want to reevaluate your friend. Or the love, because that man ain't gonna love you. Because if he call you out your name one time, he's gonna do it two times. So I ain't waiting for no apology. I'm just gonna wait for that door to close and say goodbye. Because you know you
okay.
should stand for that and feel that he needs to apologize or you need to forgive him. He ain't the right person for you, he or she.
Okay, so Miss J, you've been with this guy a year and a half, and all of a sudden he's been so sweet and nice because you live long distance from each other. So now you've been around each other for the last 6 weeks. And now, you know, you're starting to get on his nerves or he's getting on your nerves, and he calls you some name, you know, really derogatory name, you know. So, but you're in love with him. Miss J, can you really just walk away from love like that? Come on, Miss J.
My mama didn't raise no fool. So
okay.
that ain't love. That ain't love. If a person going to call you derogatory names, he's going to do more than that to you. So she, you know, I've been taught, hey, if it start like that, it may end worse. So, you know,
okay.
be real.
So after a year and a half together with him, you're in love with him now. You can actually say, take me home. And he takes you home and you're like, I don't ever want to see you again in life. Really, Miss Jane?
Yeah, I can do that, but, you know, because it might take a while for me to forget him, but I don't want to live a miserable life. I have to use my common sense, my head sometimes that's up on the top there. You know, I have to use that head. You know what I mean? You know, love don't hurt. Love won't call you all them words. It don't
okay.
do it.
All right, this will take us to tonight's story, you all. Should you have to, when someone knowingly has offended you, should you have to tell or ask them to apologize? Tonight's characters are Lonnie, and Kenya. Lonnie and Kenya have been married for the past 7 years. They are both in their late 30s. They have two young children, ages 3 and 5. They're average people with no formal education or background, not that that should matter. Lonnie has been working for the sanitation department for the past 21 years, and Kenya works as a store clerk where she has been on her job for the past 18 years. They seem very much like your typical family with their share of ups and downs. Now, unfortunately, their marriage is pretty much on the rocks right now because Lonnie is out of control with his gambling problem. As such, he is gambling away a significant amount of their bills money and has told numerous lies and promises to Kenya about making necessary changes to do better. Now, Lonnie has also dipped heavily into their personal savings, knowing that they made promises to not do that unless consulting with each other, which Lonnie has obviously not kept his word. Things have gotten to the point now that Kenya does not trust him, as he has constantly and knowingly offended her by calling her names, talking about her family, including his constant lies and deceptions without any intent on apologizing to her, despite her numerous efforts and hopes that he will replace the missing funds and stop talking about her family and calling her names, you know, and replace the funds in their personal accounts. Now, Lonnie is so engulfed into his lies and deceit until it has become his norm and insists that he is doing nothing wrong despite Kenya's feelings of being offended, even when they have guests at home. He overtalks foolishly, which is also offensive to Kenya. He overtalks her, still calls her names, and thinks that it's funny. For the past several months, Kenya has simply asked for an apology about his behavior, and he refuses to comply because he feels that apologizing for something that he does not believe in doing makes a man seem soft and feminine, as told by his father. He recently told her that he will apologize only when he's ready and not under her terms. Now, Kenya, on the other hand, is no longer accepting his lame excuses to apologize to her at some point because she feels it's not the same if she has to tell him or even ask him to apologize. It makes her very sad that he would think so lowly of her. Missy, I want to come back to you right now. I mean, but she loves this man.
You know, it's sad that she feels she has to beg and beg for an apology. And it's true. A person not going to really apologize unless they want to. And if he just apologized because she wanted him to, will it be a sincere apology? Or is it just be some words coming out of his mouth, you know? So, you know, if he don't feel he's wrong, she's not going to get it. And I'd rather the person not to apologize to me than to give me some false words. So Kenya got a lot of things to think about.
Okay. So let me go on with this other part in here because this part I saved. So now, and then, Michelle, I want to come back to you. So now when Lonnie wants to be intimate with her, he apologizes, you know, for the moment, but it goes back and forth. So, Michelle, let me come back in here to you now. So
that's
he wants
what I'm saying.
So he apologizes. I mean,
well, he won't stop.
You know.
Yeah. That's why I say you won't believe the words coming out of his mouth. He do it when he want to, but will it be a true apology? Because he wants something, so he's going to apologize, and then he's going to go back doing the same thing.
But that's his wife. Should she refuse him, Miss Jay? I mean, you know, I mean, what do you think, Miss Jay?
Only if she wants something. You know, I mean, say it like that, but if she want to be intimate with him, so be it. You know, but if she don't want to be intimate, yeah, refuse it.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go up here Benny from the Block. I mean, this takes it to a whole nother level now. Okay, Benny from the Block, he realized he has to fulfill some of the needs that he has. So Benny from the Block, he apologizes, you know. And then just so that he can be, you know, pleased. Benny from the Block, and we know that it's not right, but should she refuse him? That's his wife.
Well, when you take on a spouse, you take on the fullness of who are good, bad, whatever that comes with you. You have to accept that because you took on that agreement. Now, we know from emotional and feelings and stuff like that, if you want to just put that into the play, I don't trust emotions and feelings because most of the time they leave you astray. But as a wife, it is her duty to not withhold herself from him. Do they have a conversation that needs to be made? Yes. Is he presenting himself as habitual liar now because of his gambling? Yes. That still doesn't demean him from being a husband, doesn't demean her from being a wife. It just means that they have an issue that needs to be worked out, and that's a part of life. You're going to have issues in it, whether it's the gambling part, whether it's the lying part, whatever it is, but you don't want to kick yourself out of your role as a wife and as a husband.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. So, Darren Didi, I want to bring you in here, Darren Didi, and ask a question. Darren Didi, how could anyone feel good about being intimate if their spouse is calling them names, Darren Didi? Ms. J, stand by.
I don't think I could be intimate with calling me names. No, I don't think I can't go there.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can forgive, but you can't forget. So it's a little chips at your heart.
So Darren Didi, are you telling me that if this is your husband, should you, like Benny from the Block says, should you withhold it from him because he didn't, even if he apologized and you know he didn't really mean it?
Yeah, I withhold.
You withhold. Okay.
Yeah. So make up questions.
No, go ahead. Say again.
I said makeup sex is the best sex.
That's why, okay. I said if the woman want to, hey, okay, but if I don't want to.
That's why we got to call the number. Call the number.
Okay, so, all right, so in that case, we're talking about the makeup. All right, let me go to, let's go here, Sparkles. Sparkles, would you withhold from your significant other if that's the case, that they didn't, even if they apologize, and you know their pattern? Men and women know each other's patterns for the most part. And so you know that he's only apologizing because he wants to be intimate. You're his spouse, you know, for better or for worse. Even if he knocked you upside the head, he apologized and brought you some flowers. Sparkles, I mean, this is your husband. Wouldn't you rather him come to you with even a phony apology than, you know, withholding from him? Then he says, okay, I'm going out there and take care of business. What do you do, Sparkles, in a case like this?
I would be like Didi. I would withhold. My feelings have been damaged, okay? And I'd be nothing more than just like what? Like a robot or whatever if I just give in and just let him satisfy himself or whatever? No. I feel that I'm the one to have all the control. You hurt me. We need to have a discussion about it. And all that stuff before we proceed with any intimacy.
But then he gets angrier with you because you're withholding, and he's really wants to. And now he says, okay, you know, all right, forget you. You know, you're not the only woman on the planet. So he leaves the house, and he doesn't come back till like 2 o'clock in the morning. And he just goes to where he knows he can find a woman. So now did you contribute to that situation? That he went out there and had, you know, was involved with somebody else. Did you contribute to that?
No, I wouldn't say that I contributed. His behavior and his patterns of behavior and his treatment towards me, it's on him that started
it. But wouldn't you wonder if he went somewhere else because he didn't come in until 2 o'clock in the morning? And then wouldn't that be in your mind?
Yes,
so then what are you going to do about that? You're going to ask him?
I would. I most certainly would ask him.
What you going to ask him? Where were you?
Well, yeah, like, exactly. I mean, if it was.
But if he's lying to you about gambling, what makes you really think, Sparkles, he's going to tell you the truth about where he's been? I don't know a man on the planet that would really tell the truth when it comes to that. And, I mean, I'm not putting all men in the same category, but I'm just saying, would he admit unless he got caught? Seriously, Sparkles? You think he would tell you the truth?
I don't know if he would tell me the truth or not, but I would ask him.
Okay, so he said, I was, I was hanging out with one of my boys.
To know whether or not he's telling the truth or not.
So you think you could really tell that he was been out there?
I said I would ask him. I would ask him whether he tells me the truth.
You said your intuition, I thought you said, would kick in.
Yeah, my intuition would kick in based on what he would, what his answer is.
I said, so he says he's been one of, I was hanging out with one of my boys, my boy Jeff. So then what?
Okay, boy Jeff. That's what I would say. Okay, boy Jeff, if that's what you say. All right.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to ask you to stand by. Pastor Rowe, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Nice to have you with us.
Well, I apologize. You know, I'm always on the show and on time. But something happened. I was just waiting till 8 o'clock to come on. But anyway, I'm on, and what I've heard so far seems to be pretty interesting, but I haven't got the complete overview, you know, the story.
That's all right. We'll fill you in as we go along. All right, let's go on. Thank you, Pastor Rowe, for joining us tonight. Let's go here now. Ricky to the rescue. Let's go back to you and ask this question here. In this case, Lonnie is lying to her, but this is his wife. This is his wife. She's clearly offended. She's clearly offended. But this is his DNA, his pattern of doing things. I mean, would therapy really help? If she came to you, his wife comes to you, she comes to Ricky to the rescue, you know, and she says, Mr. Ricky to the rescue, I'm having this issue. He's gambling. He's lying. He's calling me names. He talks about my family. And he know that that hurts me because I'm close to my family. What should I do? I love him so much. What would you tell her, Ricky, to rescue?
Right, and there's a lot of moving parts going on with this story, and I think it would be important for her to really focus on the differences between reacting and responding, because when you react to something, you're quick to judgment. It comes from instinct. Even when you're saying, you know, she's saying she's going to hold out and things of that nature, when you respond, you're making a conscious decision. You really thought it through, because it sounds more like a tit for tat, and that's going to circle and spiral out of control. So if she holds out, he's going to go, he could go do something else, and then she could do something else, and then it's just going to continue. When it sounds like to me, the initial thing was there was an agreement and a promise made on how they was going to spend the finances. And once something happened with that, it wasn't addressed. And so when that wasn't addressed, it led to a whole lot of other stuff. And I know we've been talking about, you know, should someone ask, you know, for an apology. And I think there's different ways that you can do it. But I think it would be appropriate to have a talk-through scenario where you can ask someone, do you think I deserve an apology, versus just saying, give me an apology. Because if you try to find out how a person is thinking about a situation, that can help you know where they stand at. Because if someone respond back and say, well, no, I don't owe you an apology. In this case, what if he said, all of the money, my money, so I can spend it the way I want to spend it. That could give her a different perspective on how she can respond to a situation versus just reacting.
All right, we're certainly going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to phone lines. The name is not coming up in the queue. We're going to call six numbers of your number, 813-494. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Hello, Dr. Walker. This is Joyce Mosley from Florida.
Okay, it didn't come up in our queue. Okay, Ms. Joyce, thank you for joining us. It's good to have you here with us. Ms. Joyce, I mean,
thank you. I'm glad to be here. Hello to everyone.
Yes. So, Ms. Joyce, let me ask you this question. I mean, when someone knowingly has offended you, do you think it's your, and they're not apologizing, and it doesn't seem like they have intent to apologize. should you have to tell them or even ask them, hey, are you going to apologize to me or what? Should you have to do that?
Oh, you shouldn't have to ask someone to apologize if they know they have been offensive to you in something that they said or did, whether it be a male or a female. I don't think I should have to ask them to be apologetic for a bad behavior or something they did or said.
Okay, so she shouldn't have to.
No,
okay.
Should not have to.
All right. But what if they don't and it's your significant other and you're with that person and it's like, okay, you may not be living together, but then they say, okay, I want to take you to the movies, you know, this Friday. You know, knowing that they done hurt you on Tuesday and they haven't apologized. I mean, are you going to the movies with them or what, Ms. Joyce?
Probably not. And if it's my significant other, then he can't have that much respect for me and honor for me if he's going to talk to me any kind of crazy way. I'm not doing that.
Okay, but then, Ms. Joyce, could it be, like Ms. Jay mentioned earlier, there are people who are so sensitive. Could it be that, okay, he told you he didn't like your hair. It looked like you're having a bad hair day. You just came from the beauty salon. He's like, what's wrong with your hair, girl? You look like you're having a bad hair day. Okay, if you're offended by that, and this was on a Tuesday, and he drops you out, he's like, I don't feel like, you know, girl, do something with this hair, okay? And so now it's he calls you up, you know, and it's like later that evening, you know, when he's thought about things, but he hasn't apologized, and he knew you were bothered. Now, he wants to take you to the movies Friday. You still, and dinner.
If that's a bad hair day in me, or if he feels that I have a bad hair, had a bad hair day, I wouldn't consider that to be offensive to me. I mean, that's something we might could joke about. But
you just came from the beauty salon, and he didn't even spend his money on your hair. You spent $175 on your hair. And he's like, girl, you got these braids in your hair that's making your forehead look like you came from another planet. You know, and so, Miss Joyce, that's not offensive?
Not to me. It wouldn't be offensive to me, not that type of a comment.
Oh, okay.
No,
all right. So you will go to dinner.
I don't think that, because if he doesn't like it, okay, you don't like it. And, I mean, to each his own. If I like it,
right.
I like it.
But you're going to keep them braids in for at least 2 months, and now he has to look at you with this forehead.
Oh, that's just too bad. That's too bad.
Then fold his eyes.
Maybe I don't like the way he went into the barbershop and got his hair cut.
Okay, we're going to have to stand by. Ms. J, same scenario to you, Ms. J. Ms. J, you put these braids in, and it's like pulling your head back, and you look like you got that head that looks like a tank head. And so he says, he ain't spending $175 that you paid, but now he's like, I do not like this hairstyle. Listen, girl, you need to change that hairstyle because I'm taking you to a banquet in 2 weeks. So he says, I don't want you going looking like that. Ms. J, what you going to do? Come on now.
That's why a woman need to be a woman. If men don't know what look good, so if she know it looks good, you know, you just tell them, speak up, say, hey, I know I look good. You just work on yourself, you know. I let them know my hair is fine, baby. I'm good, you know.
So,
and if you don't
like
it,
Ms.
Okay,
you just said that men don't
you
know what looks good? Did you
no,
just say that, Ms. Day?
Yeah, y'all might think the braids probably look beautiful. Y'all don't say because you know she got braids and it's not all her hair, and you might, you know, got some remarks. Okay, you gave me the money for it. I know it look good, so, hey, deal with it. I'm good. You know, a woman got to be a woman. Don't let that man run you. I'm like, okay, I didn't tell you to go to the barbershop and let that man skin all your hair off and you all bald now, you know, hey. So, you know.
Ms. Jay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, Ms. Jay just said that men don't know what looks good. Should I be offended, Benny from the block?
Yep.
No.
I'm just telling you, everything looks good nowadays. And I mean, to me, To me, women are more beautiful now than ever before. You turn left, right, upside down. I don't care if they're real, fake, phony, whatever. Hey, they're just like beautiful roses. And so I compliment y'all that take care of yourself and you can add and subtract and DBLs and EDAs and ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Hey, they all look great to me.
To have short hair, then y'all, I prefer a woman with long hair. Well, you might want to go get you one with long because I have beautiful short haircut in this beautiful style. You know, if you don't like it, okay. You know, I ain't
like
wearing no
short,
wig or,
like
you know, if I don't want to do. So come on,
like
women.
Okay.
I like your short style. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl.
So, Miss J, so when a man is complimenting you and say, girl, Miss J, I can't believe you said men don't know what looks good. So when that man is complimenting you, is he lying, Miss J?
Now, if you know you look good and he got a problem with it, yeah, he lying. And if you know it's so-so and he might say, that don't really look good, you know, you can, you know, you might go with it. But if you know that you know you look good, hey, that's it.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Rick the Rescue, we got to bring you back in here because, I mean, it's like Miss J just said, Miss J just said, men don't know what looks good. Rick the Rescue, do you know, as a man, do you know what looks good?
Listen, I can assure you that every man knows what looks good to them from their eyes. And, you know, I don't like to generalize, but men can be very physical. And so when you say we don't know what something looks like, I know that could be far beyond the truth, because that's the initial thing that attracts us. When we look at something and it grabs our attention, it's almost like animalistic in a sense. Like it's an attraction. It's innate. And we can't even control the initial thought of what we see.
That is so perfectly on point, because if it's not appealing to us, we're not going to even approach it. So
because y'all get them sisters with them dresses all up their butt and walking is tight, and y'all think that look good because she got it hitting every curve or whatever.
Well,
that don't look good.
Maybe you're referencing a difference between what's classy and what's an attraction, because I think there could be a difference with that as well.
Right. That's classy, a very good point.
I don't discriminate. I just appreciate you.
This is a live one tonight. I got to get to some of these comments. You're threatening me over here to get to some of these comments. We're going to go to one of the other phones in just a moment. The name is not coming up with Q. We've got Miss Eva on the line. Miss Eva, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you with us.
Good evening.
Okay. Please stand by. Miss Eva, let me just ask you. Miss Eva, if someone says something to you, and you might say it depends on who said it, but if they offend you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a store clerk, let's just say it's a store clerk, and you coming through the line and they say something to you like, Miss, you know, I don't mean any harm. It's a young man, right? And he's like, your hair is like out of control. You know, your hair is not attractive. You know, you got this hair. It just doesn't look good. So would that offend you and you don't even know the person?
It would shock me. I don't think it would offend me.
Okay.
I would be shocked that he felt like he was in a place to even say that to me. I would just be totally probably dumbfounded.
Okay, so you're going through his line to check out. So would you decide that I don't want to stay in your line, I'm going to go to another line to check out when you don't put all your stuff on the counter?
Oh, no, I'll stay in his line. I wouldn't leave.
Would you say something in retaliation to him, or would you just thank him for checking you out? What would you do, Ms. Eva?
I would not retaliate. I would just be surprised, and I would ask him, why would he say that? Okay, I would really want to know. Why would someone that does not know me think that they have the right to comment, especially negative, on something that he knows nothing about?
But he knows what looks good to him and what doesn't
look
good.
What looks good to him.
Right.
I would just say, well, honey, bless you. You know, I appreciate, you know, your comment. And I'll just leave it at that.
All right. So we're going to ask you to stand by. So let's go here now. Darren Didi, let me bring you in here. And the guy, same scenario. The guy says, Miss, you need to go back and get your – you're coming through his line. And he says, you need to go and get your money back because whoever did your hair did a horrible job. I'm just saying. So, Darren Didi, is that offensive?
It is offensive, but I would laugh at him. I would think he's making a joke or something.
Really?
Yeah.
And he didn't laugh.
I think I would laugh at him. Like, you know, really, who is he to make a judgment? But I'm making a joke because no one would say something like that to somebody.
Oh, they do say those. People do say stuff. We live in a crazy world today. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Let's go here and take some of these comments. We got to move faster now because we're running out of time. Let's begin with the first one here. Ms. Joyce, we're going to give you the first comment that's coming to the studio here as soon as we can pull it up properly. All right. This person says, the bottom line when it comes to expecting an apology from someone, the bottom line in my experience is that women don't apologize for their mistakes. Instead, they try to justify their wrongdoings. I've been married twice, and neither of my wives would apologize when they offended me, and I would ask them to please apologize. I want to think that not all women are like that, but for the most part, women don't apologize. They justify their wrongdoing. What do you think of that, Ms. Joyce? And then, Ms. J, I want to ask you that, too. He says women don't apologize. They justify their wrongdoings.
Not true. That just happened to be the women that he was involved with. But woman is knowingly, I can only speak for myself. If I know that I have offended someone or if I said something very offensive to my mate and I hurt his feelings, he wouldn't have to know to tell me to know that he needed an apology because I could see it. Him on his face and in his actions that might have hurt his feelings. I would apologize for whatever I said or did to him. That's just me. I can't speak for all women, and I don't know who this guy is and kind of women he's been involved with, but that wouldn't be me.
Okay. So, Ms. Joyce, let me ask you a question. So you actually have to wait to see it on the man's face, to know that I must have said something wrong or I did something wrong. Let me apologize. So is that really genuine? If, you know, you're reading his face, and now it's like, okay,
I thought it might have been offensive or, you know, when it came out or that I said something or did something, and I can always know. Probably hurt his feelings. I would say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
But did you mean what you said? Did you really mean what you said? And so if you did,
I may have meant what I said. I realized that what I said hurt his feelings. So I would say I'm sorry. It's not that I didn't mean what I said because maybe it needed to be said.
Okay, so Ms. Joyce, I want to stay with you just for a second. So you're on a jury now, a 12-panel jury, and the defense attorney said something that he or she intended to say, and then he knew that he was violating the law of cross-examination or direct examination. And the judge says, he warns him, another outburst like that, you're going to be held in contempt. And then he says to the stenographer, strike that from the record. Come on now, the jury, you're a juror. Didn't you just hear what that man just said? And how are you going to strike it from your mind? I'm asking you, Ms. Joyce. Can you really strike it from your mind?
Maybe you can. It would be up to the other person to say that they accept your apology, what you said. I mean, it needed to be said, like I said. Maybe it needed to be said. And I'm not going to say it was might have not been wrong or right, but it might have needed to be said. And it was up to that person to accept the apology from the person that said it.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that it's not sincere. It doesn't mean it wasn't sincere.
But if it needed to be said and you said it, the question we're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Joyce. Ms. J, I want to bring you in here. Ms. J, you know, I said something to you, and I meant to say what I said. I meant what I said. But then I see on your face that you're bothered, and then I know, you know, hey, I don't want to go to bed with her later tonight like this here, so I'm going to apologize. Ms. J, you think I'm really sincere about my apology?
You know, the apology is going to be a little different now. You know, I'm going to say, really, this is what I would say. You know, and I see it on your face, and I said something, and I really meant it. I may have said it a little wrong, a little harsh tone or whatever, and I'm saying, I am so sorry I offended you with that, but that's something that, you know, you know that you do this, but I probably said it to you in the wrong way. But it wasn't meant to hurt your feeling or anything, but this is something that you do. I'm going to be honest with you. And I don't want to hurt your feeling, but, you know, this is something that you need to be aware of. So if it offended you, maybe we could talk about it, you know. But I did want you to know this. And if I said it wrong or you took it the wrong way as being offended, I apologize for, you know, it's coming out the way it did. But,
okay.
You know, like you said, if it's something they need to know or something that they know that is happening or they know they're doing this, what you apologizing for? You can apologize for, I'm sorry that I probably said it wrong, but hey, the truth will hurt you sometimes, so you get offended.
Right. So it needs to come out. So I meant what I said, but it's just...
It's probably how I said it.
Okay, so why we say stuff? Because it needs to be said.
Yeah, even in just conversations when y'all talking about situations, you might say something that offend them. But you're in the process of talking about things. And a person going to get offended, it's going to be a word or two that you're going to say. It happens all the time. Then you got to explain that. You know, you have no intent to hurt your feeling, but this is the truth. This is the way it is, you know.
All right.
So, like I said, some people just be too sensitive.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand. Right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're running out of time now. Miss Eva, I want to come to you now with this next comment. This female writes in. She says, when it comes to asking someone to apologize, she says, unfortunately, I stayed in an abusive marriage for more than 20 years. I finally got out when my three children became adults and on their own in college. My husband used to be physically and mentally abusive, usually every month when drinking. He would often apologize but go back to the same behavior. He had no problem apologizing, but the abuse has now caused me to not want to get involved with anyone else. It's never worth it, even when they apologize after their constant abuse. Ms. Eva, do you agree with that? She says even though he was apologizing, he's probably bringing her flowers later. But then why she waited till her kids were grown and in college to leave him?
I don't know why she waited. Some mothers do that, thinking that they're protecting their children, when in turn they're actually hurting themselves. And I believe that a man, if he abuses a woman mentally or physically, and he continues to do it, whether he goes out, takes her out to dinner or buys flowers or whatever, he is not sincere about what he's doing. He's just doing it just to appease her because he's using
her. Wow. So, I mean... But, Ms. Eva, I want to just ask you the question I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for better or for worse, even though he was physically and mentally abusing, you know, abusive, but he wasn't cheating on her, should she leave him? What do you think, Ms. Eva?
I would leave him because I think when we look at people, even, you know, the Bible talks about, I guess, infidelity. And I have learn that there are different types of infidelity. Even though a man or a woman may not physically step outside of the marriage as far as sex-wise is concerned, but you can abandon a wife or a husband any kind of way by out going gambling, you know, by out always going out with your girlfriends or boyfriend or, you know, guy friends or whatever. There are so many different forms of abuse, and we just want to put it in one little small category and think that that's the only type of abuse that there is, and which is that's far from the truth. So I would leave him, yes.
But the Bible, I mean, if my understanding, it doesn't, you know, abuse, yeah, we do know that there's mental and physical abuse, but it says for better or for worse, but it only specifies adultery, you know, till death do you part, unless there's infidelity. So have you given, you know, can you help me understand where these other areas of infidelity come from that is like abuse or is lying or is gambling and so forth and so on? Is that a new definition for infidelity? I'm just asking.
I don't think it's a new definition. I think it's an expanded definition. Because, like I said, that definition is very narrow. You know, and just like, you know, with you becoming a lawyer, there's so many ways that you can say things for them to be in your favor. But then there's
right.
also ways to think outside of the box where it's still going to say the same thing. And I can give you an example because I've been married before, and so my husband never stepped out on me as far as sexual-wise is concerned, but he stepped out and he got back into the drug ring, you know, getting high again, selling drugs or whatever. And so to me, that was him fornicating with the world because he stepped outside of our marriage bound. So I looked at that as abuse or what's the word I was just saying? He physically stepped out and it was wrong.
Wow, that is interesting. I really want to, we'll probably have a show somewhere along those lines on this, what you're saying tonight, because we can, as I think about this here, an expanded definition, as you're saying, I can probably, I mean, certainly in law school, they certainly teach us how to twist even the truth of the matter. And it's like, whoa. So now when you talk about an expanded definition, oh, my goodness, we can really play with this one because we can almost justify any reason to let somebody go.
Right. Absolutely.
That is beautiful. We're going to have Miss Eva, we got to follow up on this one. We got to have a forthcoming show. Richard Rushwell, I'm going to bring you in here. Who would like to close us out tonight in about 5 minutes? Who would like to volunteer? Anyone?
Oh, wow. I'll close us out.
Is that you, Ms. Eva?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ms. Eva will do the closing. Let me just put a note here. All right. Then we'll give her time to prepare. Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here. Pastor Roll, wow. Ms. Eva just said something that we're talking about an expanded definition of infidelity here. So, Pastor Roll, if I get married to one woman and two women, the three women, you know, not at the same time, of course, not to be a polygamist, but then, Pastor Roe, I don't like these women, and I try to justify getting out. Is that okay? Seriously?
A lot of times you got to endure hardness as a good soldier. You know, we heard that in scripture. You know, and but you had said something, you know, a little earlier as you was talking, and I think about Ricky to the rescue. A lot of times we can come Pastel to the rescue, or Eva to the rescue, or Marjorie to the rescue, you know, the lady in line, you know, behind the counter, you know, he said, you look bad or something, and I would come to the rescue and say, man, you got an eye problem. He looks good to me. You know, something like that. I would come to the rescue to enhance her being hurt by that negative comment that the person has made. So I just want to say, you know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You know, what might look bad to you could be good to someone else, you know. And we have to endure hardness a lot of time as a good soldier. Don't just give up. Don't quit, you know. But he that endures into the end, the same should be saved. So endure, enduring. And only we can do that through hardness and prayer. And I got to say, the last comment, and attend the Blog Talk Radio Show, you'll learn how to get along with people, so on and so forth. And that's my comments on that, Dr. Walker. Back to you.
All right. Thank you for that, Pastor. We certainly do appreciate it. Let's bring in Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, thank you for your patience. Thank you for joining us tonight. Ms. Cross, should we expect an apology when somebody's hurt our feelings?
Yes, I should. I think we should. You know, but some people don't like to apologize because they don't want to think they're wrong. But good evening to everyone. Yeah, I think we should. But some people don't like to do it.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by here. Ricky to Rescue, we're going to bring you in here because someone has sent in another comment asking for your thoughts. This female, she writes in, she says, I've been dating this guy for the past 8 months and find that he is offensive to other people and will not even apologize. He says that apologizing makes him feel soft and weak. I'm thinking that something must be wrong with him and I need to get out. I want to ask Ricky to the Rescue what he thinks. Should I stay or leave? Reach the Rescue, they want to know what your thoughts are.
I think if someone has shown you that in 8 months, that is something that could potentially get worse. When you're meeting someone and it's fresh, they really, for the most part, try to show you a representative, not their true self. So if this is the representative, it's good. It's a good practice to kind of think of how worse can it get. And if you, once you have that forward thinking to say to yourself, it could get this bad, if you can see yourself still in that situation, that could be an indicator you need to stay. But if you can look and kind of have a crystal ball and look into the future and say, oh, it can get a whole lot worse, and you say to yourself, I definitely don't want to be in it, you're going to have to come up with an exit plan, a safe plan
right,
like that.
I think that's beautiful advice, very good advice. Benny from the block, 15 seconds or less, we got to close out because Ms. Eva's going to close us out here, and she has about a minute or so to do that. This male, he writes in, he says, I have a girlfriend who has never had a problem apologizing when she is aware that she has offended me. I am so grateful for that because I've been in other relationships where the women have not apologized, even when they know they hurt you. I really love my girl because she's humble. It makes me love her even more. Benny from the block, what do you say to that? His woman has no problem apologizing. What do you say to that?
I say congratulations. Keep her as long as you can. And every once in a while, piss her off every once in a while because that whole makeup thing is better than breakup.
We're going to ask you to stand by. Sparkles, here's another comment. This female, she writes in. She says, my best guy friend is a cold-hearted person, and we are only friends. We have been friends since high school and are now in our late 20s. I'm thinking of banning or dropping our friendship because he is even cold towards his wife, and she and I are now also friends. He seldom, if ever, apologizes. He gets into an argument with both of us, knowing that he could be wrong, and refuses to man up. Well, I told his wife that I don't have to stay friends with him, but she is unfortunately married to such an idiot. Why can't some men just man up when they know they are wrong? What do you say to that, Sparkles, quickly?
It's an ego issue with the man, so that's his issue. And all. No, she doesn't have to stay friends with him. Unfortunately, his wife, a different thing. She has to deal with it.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. J, we're going to give you this final one, then we're going to have Ms. Eva close us out. Ms. J, this male writes in, he says, well, I had to learn the hard way. My father taught me that men should not apologize, wow, because it made them soft like a female. Well, well, I didn't like how he, my mother, and when he knew he was wrong. So my conclusion on his advice was that he got it wrong. I will always apologize when I know that I have offended someone without that being my intent, especially when it comes to a woman that I'm in love with. Ms. J, I think you're going to appreciate that one. What are your thoughts? He said his father was wrong.
He's a true man. He's a true man. His father was a jerk, and he's a true man.
All right. Excellent on that. Tonight's topic has been when someone knowingly has offended you, should you have to tell or ask them to apologize? Ms. Eva, close us out, and thank you for that.
Okay. And I do think that we need to, I think we need to ask a person or let them know they offended you and hurt you and that that you want them to apologize to you, because that's the only way that person will know that they have offended you. But I want to read something here. It says, who hasn't been hurt by the actions actions or words of another? But if you hold on to that pain, you might be the one who pays most dearly. By embracing forgiveness, you also embrace peace and hope. Consider how forgiveness can lead you down the path of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It says, forgiveness can be hard, especially if the person who hurt you doesn't admit wrongdoing. Sometimes we find ourselves that we're stuck, or sometimes we ask about the circumstances that may have led the other person to behave in such a way. Perhaps you would have reacted similarly if you faced that same situation. Or either we can reflect on times when others have forgiven us. So be aware that forgiveness is a process. Even small hurts may need to be revisited and forgiven again and again. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we're thankful for this evening's topic. We've heard everybody's personal views on asking for forgiveness, or should we ask for someone to apologize to us. And I just pray, Lord, that everyone has heard something that would help make their process just a little more easier as they find themselves in these particular situations. And however, and whatever situation we find ourselves in, allow us to always remember that God is in control, that we don't have to speak our own words, but we could speak what thus saith the Lord. So I thank you for this this podcast. I thank you for Dr. Jesse Walker. And I ask for that you bless each and every person who is listening and those who intended to be here. Bless us and keep us. In your son's name we pray, dear Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that closing. Thank you so much for that closing. Listen, we're completely out of time. I've got to get off the air. But please, join us tomorrow night when the topic is going to be understanding the art of forgiveness from a sincere apology when you may have been offended. Tomorrow night's topic, once again, understanding, Ms. Eva talks about forgiveness. Tomorrow night's topic is understanding the art of forgiveness from a sincere apology when you may have been offended. Listen, so that's tomorrow night's topic. But, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's topic, we'll be back Saturday morning, this Saturday morning, at 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. So unless you choose to bypass tomorrow night or Saturday, we'll be back next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walker Show. Until tomorrow night or until Saturday or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night, Sister Marjorie.
Good night, Pastor Roe. Good night, everyone on the line. And Dr. Walker, good night. Hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving. Keep safe, keep well, everyone, for the holiday, the weekend. Okay. God bless you all.